Oh, I practice that in my own extended family, especially with the younger ones. My understanding from talking to the professional people that deal with these issues, including folks in corrections, young people their brains don't get wired right. I'm trying to think of how politely to put it, but I really don't have the words for that right now. And the connections aren't made, and you end up having a process problem. And I see that in my extended family with some of my cousins that are in adults that started smoking pot when they're 10, 11, and 12. They see it in the institutions in the state. I think the best way of pointing that out is fairly direct. When I talk to my extended relatives, that some of them are having troubles with substance abuse and other issues. So my advice is stay away from pot when you're young, because your brain's not going to get wired right, according to the folks that work in the corrections and the Department of Law that deal with this quite a bit. I don't want to see too many young people from Sitka being reoccurring customers in the state bucket. So keep your noodle together and keep your health up. That's the best advice.
Mr. Christ Tompkins.
Seems like an access to good information kind of question. And over the last few years, really the last few decades, I think looking at the example, I think successful example of tobacco is something we can learn from, and that at least my recollection of usage statistics is that less and less young people are starting to smoke tobacco. And part of that is likely attributable to the fact that you know what it does to you. It, you know, addicts you, it harms you, it gives you cancer, you're going to die earlier. These are pretty simple facts that get hammered into you at a pretty young age, and that's access to good factual information. And my understanding of the information is similar to Senator Stedman's. I've had conversations with my dear mother about this issue, and also from what she's seen as a medical practitioner. It doesn't make sense to expose yourself to substances that you don't need to at a young age when your mind is still developing. I mean, on a personal level, I have a somewhat a lifelong Boy Scout approach to substances, if you will, although I also have a fairly libertarian perspective on what other people can do. And it doesn't always make sense to me to prohibit things when in reality they're going to occur anyway. But what I think we can all agree is in the common good is to have access to good information so that whatever choices people make, hopefully they're making informed choices. And in this case, an informed choice would be an abstinent and temperate choice and holding off on consuming substances.
Ms. Finkenbeiner.
The question was what I would do as a legislator to help discourage?
Yeah, essentially. It just asks, what steps will you take, I'm assuming, as a legislator to educate kids and young adults on the risks of marijuana?
I think that educating kids to the risks of marijuana probably needs to best happen in schools, families, churches, other groups with intelligent discussion on the consequences of smoking marijuana, as well as drinking alcohol or cigarettes or any other drug that kids might want to use. I don't know that it's going to be the state's role to deal with that, but encouraging other institutions down to the family to talk with their kids intelligently, not overly dramatically, about the dangers of marijuana.